Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time for an experimental segment. Could be a disaster. Could be fun. Might not be either one of those. If it's just down the middle, that's boring. We'll find out. Kelly's going to go into the hallway. I have five cards.
Okay.
Four or five. They're supposed to be cards you're supposed to ask the person you're in love with. They're that level of deep.
Okay.
Like something to spur on a conversation that will deepen your affection.
All right.
But we're going to ask Kelly to answer them about all of you. You have to predict what you think Kelly's best answer will be.
Okay.
Okay.
I got
Kelly
you.
Is okay. Going to the hallway. Good luck, Kelly. Enjoy your virgin garden or whatever was out there last time. Steve, you're first.
Okay.
Kelly will be asked. Now, again, I'm reading them verbatim like you two are lovers.
Okay.
Obviously, you are not. That's the case for everybody. If someone asked why you love him, what's the first thing you'd say? Now, you can interpret that from a friendship basis. Obviously, we're not lovers. Here's a quest for all of you. You have to try to figure out if she's going to go serious or make fun of you. That's
yeah,
also a challenge.
I mean, I assume she's going to make fun of me. But maybe serious.
I think she'll start off saying something funny about your tiny hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how she wants to steal my wife.
But what's the first thing she'd say why someone would love you?
Because I'm so organized.
You think so?
Yes.
Because I'm so organized.
Yeah.
Okay. Hot Wings, you're next.
Yes.
If Kelly could bottle up one memory of the two of you forever, which one would it be? I know this one for you.
I bet you say
the same thing.
I think it would probably be the day and into the evening that we spent at her house. I was doing some home improvement projects for her, and then we ended up drinking wine and talking about relationships.
That's a pretty distinct one compared to the rest of them.
I mean, I forget lots of things that happened to me, and that's a pretty distinct memory.
Steve, you got a harder one, don't you think?
Yeah, that's all right, though.
That's all right.
That's all right. I'm not upset.
Tommy, when Kelly is asked the question about you, what's something Tommy did early on that made her think, this person is different? What will your answer be?
I think that I got poop on the wall in like the first week, so...
What?
Remember?
Yeah.
Turd Cobain.
It was actually, but you didn't do
no,
it,
No, I
did
didn't
you?
Do it,
oh,
but
okay. That's
definitely
why...
puts an image in your head when you get called Turd Cobain in the first week of knowing somebody.
Totally forgot. Okay. That's your best guess? You feel comfortable with that?
No, I don't feel comfortable with it at all, but I think that it sets a pretty good standard in your head of what you're dealing with.
Maitland, what does Kelly miss the most whenever you and her are apart?
Oh. I think she and I grew up with like very similar relationships with our various like family members. I know that we kind of have very similar relationships with our moms, and we also just have, I don't know, very similar experiences. So I think when we're apart, it's like talking to somebody who really understands. I don't know.
What does she miss about you? Talking to someone who understands her? Is that the
Yeah, like we really get each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Similar backgrounds.
Okay. Similar experience. Yeah.
Similar life experiences.
The commonality you share.
Yeah. Okay. I guess if we have to put a term to it.
Commiserate about your trauma bonds.
Yes.
Yeah.
For me, last one. What's one thing about Kelly that she would think people notice right away and love? Oh, God. What?
Just the, oh, God.
I can't imagine her saying anything good. My big lips. That's what I'm going with. I think that's what she'll say. I think she's going to go silly because she'll be tired of serious by then.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wave her back
okay.
in.
Okay. Come on back in. Hi,
Welcome
Kelly.
Back, Kelly.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay. So I have five love questions that are made for people in romantic relationships. I'm going to read them as close to verbatim as possible.
Okay.
But you have to imagine that the person I'm asking you about is reading it to you. Okay. So we started with Steve. Now, Steve would have read the card to you this way. If someone asked you why you love me, and obviously you're not romantically involved, so like, love, whatever, what's the first thing you'd say?
I'm so confused. I have to answer this like I'm in a relationship with Steve?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why I'm in love with Steve?
Well, based on our relationship that we all have in this room. You know Steve well enough.
Because I can bully him.
So, if someone asked why you love Steve, your first answer would be because I can bully him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like our banter.
And Steve, what did you say it would be?
Because I'm so organized.
Okay. So I was like, well, I really do like how he's organized, but also my love language is fighting. So.
All right.
But we were right in that she went kind of silly at first.
Then comment, then serious.
Yeah, yeah, because Steve and I, we definitely organize the same, especially when it comes to production and editing.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, mine's
absolutely.
Better, but...
Yeah, well, you can say that.
All right, this next one, I think, is a softball.
Okay.
If Hot Wings read the following card to you, Kelly, if you could bottle up one memory of us to keep forever, which one would it be?
When you hung my pictures for me at my house, and we smashed like four bottles of wine, mm-hmm. and I cried.
Yep. Did Hot Wings cry?
No, Hot Wings. He
might
was,
have a little. I don't know.
Might have cried sure. for me because I was sad. I wasn't sad, but I was just sad in general.
That's exactly what Hot Wings said.
Yeah, that was such a fun day.
It was. That was. Yeah.
Sounds great. I was so sad. It was such a fun day.
You'd think we might not have memories of that the way that it went. But
I bet you don't have some of the memories the tail end of that.
There might have every detail of every word.
You drove home, so Kelly might have fewer memories.
Yeah, I quit a little while ahead of time.
Did you quit out of solidarity?
I don't think so.
No.
I think I stayed sad drinking.
You don't get to four bottles of wine with solidarity quitting.
Yeah, and I don't know if it was actually four, but there was a point when Hot Wings was like, I might need to chill because at some point I will have to drive. Because anybody at any point, especially after we've been partying and going to concerts, can always stay at my house if they're comfortable to do that. And so Hot Wings hung out for a couple more hours, and then he was like, all right, I'm cool.
Yeah, all right, we're good.
I was like, it's fine. I got more things to talk through.
It's like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You got to scroll.
I didn't do that after the Greta Van Fleet concert. Yeah. I was dead at your house.
Yeah, that was really funny, actually.
Kelly, next came Tommy.
Okay.
Tommy's reading this card to you in this imaginary scenario.
Okay.
What's something I did early on that made you think this person is different?
What did Tommy do early on that made me think he was different? Maybe because your dad's Jesus.
Oh, that's fair.
But was it the hand flapping thing? That thing's kind of weird.
Oh, you mean this?
Yeah, that. The one-handed flap, clap. God, what did Tommy do early on?
I do so many strange things.
You do.
Do you want to hear what Tommy said?
I
do. Or do you want to narrow your answer down?
Oh, I can't think of like what I, no, yeah, tell me what Tommy said.
Tommy, what was your answer?
In the first week of me being here, I got accused of pooping on the wall.
Now, when he answered the first time, we said, what will Kelly say
That's
was the
right.
thing that set you apart?
That's right.
Tommy's answer was, I pooped on a wall, and I was confused for sure.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
Cobain.
I had forgotten about that, but I remember it now.
You know what I would have said about Tommy? I knew that Tommy was, how was it worded, just different.
What sets you sets you apart from other. This person is different. Yeah,
I would have said during his interview when he was sitting here at the counter, and the big boss was sitting back there, and Tommy actually turned to the boss and said, "Earmuffs."
Yes, the person who was his direct supervisor.
Oh, okay. This is how it's gonna be. I got it.
Hey, thanks, man.
You ready for Maitland?
Yeah.
Maitland would say to you, Kelly, what do you miss the most about me whenever we're apart?
Right. Oh, we have a good time smack talking. I really like that. That's probably it.
Who do you smack talk? The rest of us?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Oh, yeah. Everyone.
Everything.
Yeah.
We go deep.
I mean, I get it.
It's
yeah.
fun. Like, we'll sit there. We've met for lunch so many times, and it's turned into dinner.
Yeah.
Just because of how much conversation we can have.
Maitland, do you want to reveal what your answer is, or do you want me to summarize it?
You can summarize
Maitland
it.
Maitland said 5 million words,
oh my
and then
God.
we distilled it down to commonality. You have a lot in common.
And we like to commiserate together.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I said you like to commiserate about your trauma bonds.
Yeah, exactly.
your growing up trauma bonds.
Yeah.
That's kind of in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's from me.
Okay.
What's the one thing about me that you think people notice right away and love?
How open you are.
It's very similar to what Rebeer said.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be tired of Sirius by now, so I said, your big, stupid lips.
Well, that counts, actually. That's about the same.
They are
pretty open.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I have one more. Who wants to do one about Kelly?
Me.
Okay. Oh. Tommy, what's the most beautiful memory you have of you and Kelly?
Oh, when we went to a comedy show together with her friends, and she just kept yelling. Oh, I can't remember what you kept yelling out.
I called that man a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. He was asking for audience participation, asking for a word. She's like, that guy should be the hemorrhoid on stage. And everyone laughed, and he didn't do it. And then she kept yelling it back out whenever he kept asking for stuff. And it was way funnier than the guy did.
Could you see him working hard to ignore you?
Yeah. No, well, no, they actually said at one point, okay, bring it back to us, because I took the crowd from them for a second. It was pretty funny.
I was giggling.
Because they kept trying other stuff, and it kept failing. I was like, seriously, the guy in the blue should be the hemorrhoid. He was a tiny guy on the stage. And it was an improv group, so they were like, damn it.
Was
that funny lady in the crowd? And yeah, me and Tommy were geeking that night. I thought maybe it was going to be when I gave you a sober ride home from speciation.
Oh, man. That was a good time, too.
From what?
There's a sour brewery here. They do a bunch of good sour ales. And I met for book club, and then Tommy and all his friends and his twin all showed up, and they got bombed. And I was like, Tommy, are you about to stroll home? It's freaking 9:45 at night. And he's like, I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I'm driving right by your house, and I hadn't had a drop to drink.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me drop you off.
That tracks, man. Sour beers are like, those are beers for children.
Excuse me. How did that turn on me? It's
like, I want a beer that tastes like a sweet tart.
You know what's funny is they have these slushes, you know? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, those are good.
Towards the end of Cobra Kai, Johnny Lawrence, who is portrayed as just being dumb. Lovable, but dumb. At the end, he stumbles,
like your most basic male.
Yeah.
Like,
he stumbles onto White Claw, and he takes a drink, and he spits it out, and he says it tastes like a strawberry, took a leak on something or whatever. And then later in the episode, somebody gets mouthy with him, and he's going to fight. He goes, you don't want any part of me, man. I'm filled with White Claw and rock and roll rage. And those do not go together at all, but I can see Tommy saying that.
I think. And there was a lot of, he's dumb but lovable. Also, he's stupid. Also, I don't know if I should take that.
You're right. I that was about the character.
Oh!
I do not think you're dumb.
Well, the damage is done on that one, but
so, I mean,
you're not lovable.
I do think you're pretty lovable. I really do. Who could not like Tommy? I'm not even kidding. I don't think anyone could not like you. If somebody writes in and says, I don't like Tommy, I block them. I get so mad at them immediately. You could say you don't like other people, and I'm like, yeah, I could see your point.
But he would never say I'm filled with White Claw and rage. He would say I'm filled with White Claw and giggles. Watch out. Look out. I'm coming for you.
I am filled with Zima and glitter.
Oh, Zima's so good.
Zima? They still make Zima?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
It came out briefly for a couple summers.
Yeah, it came back.
Like Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah. Like they'll just do it as a novelty.
I don't even know.
Yeah, they do it as a novelty. And my parents bought like 7 boxes of it. They crack it out on special occasions. Yeah.
My God. Zima got made fun of when it was new.
Yeah. Do you think they bought all that Zima to remind them of what gave them their kids?
Mm. Yeah. It's just for the happy memories. Yeah. And then the scary morning afterwards.
Right.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.